18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. Jeff Seifert in the studio, joined by a bunch of people here to talk about a special event coming up here in town, Girls on the Run. And joining us are Brian Sparks of SAFE and Diana Twaddle of Kitgushahin. She's a counselor up there. And three young ladies who are going to be working out here pretty shortly, actually probably have been already. Brian, welcome to the program. And
thank you.
And let's talk about Girls on the Run. What's this program all about?
Yeah, so Girls on the Run is a 12-week program. And it starts in February, ends in May, and it ends with a 5K fun run. And for 12 weeks, these girls meet two times a week to practice running, train up for 5K, and then they do that in May. So that's what it's all about. At the same time, they're also learning positive communication skills, not gossiping skills, really becoming connected with themselves, with their peers at the school, and just increasing connections with the school, with their community. They do a community service project. So it's very it's learning life lessons while running.
For those of us who are not familiar, I'm talking about me, with the metric system, what's 5K?
Oh, it's 3.1 miles.
Oh, that's a long run for and what's the age group we're talking about?
Third grade through fifth grade. And let me tell you, the first 5K I ever ran was in sixth grade, and it wasn't much. It was more of a walk for me, just as it would be now. I'm 28, and I still would be. I don't know how you girls run 5K, but they do, and they do really well at it, and it's really exciting to be part of that.
How many participants do we have this year?
So last year we had 26. We had 26 girls run the 5K. We also had, I think, 9 coaches, and for the 5K event itself, we had 35 parents, community members, come out and run with us.
That's a big crowd of kids. What's the course like?
It was a lot of fun. It starts at the Science Center and it runs through Totem Park, and then it meets back at the Science Center.
And that turns out to be a little over 3 miles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we do a couple loops around Totem Park, but it's a beautiful run, and just so much fun.
Now, it probably takes quite a bunch of people to help put this together. People to monitor the trail and stuff like that. How many folks are involved other than the kids?
Oh, I mean, a large number. I coordinate all of that, the race itself. But
you're not running along then?
No, fortunately, I get to not run along. But I coordinate that. The Forest Service helps out, or the National Park Service, rather, and a lot of my coworkers and a lot of the coaches help out as well.
And Diana, you're here from Kitgushahin, a counselor at the school, and I imagine your part of it, or part of it, is the communication skills and things that the girls learn. What exactly are you going after in that situation?
Correct. A big part of the program is just teaching girls how to build positive relationships and healthy lifestyle choices. So that's a key component to the program, and so. Just encouraging girls that would like to participate in something as a group with other classmates and get to know others that they might not hang out with at school or outside of school better. So that's a big key piece for me and the staff at Kitgushahin. It's really a positive thing to see them set personal goals for themselves and have that sense of accomplishment through the program.
And running is kind of a personal situation. You're kind of out there trying to best your own time most times. So how do you integrate that in a group setting?
A really neat piece of the Girls on the Run program is that, for instance, the 5K at the end, each girl has a running buddy that's committed to run the 5K with them as a sense of encouragement and positive reinforcement. So they're never alone. They work as a team through the whole program, and then they always have someone to run with them and help set that personal goal and then achieve it. So it's more of a collaborative group effort than just an individual thing.
Like kind of someone. A running buddy.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Brian, these are young kids,
yep.
They have lots of energy, they're pretty much rubber bones and stuff like that, but I'm sure there's some training involved. What do you get into stretching and stuff like that?
We do. I mean, so the two practices a week for 12 weeks, there's a lot of running, there's a lot of stretching, there's a lot of talking about healthy eating, healthy choices, and just exercising on your own time.
Okay, and we've got three of the athletes here, and we're going to start with Asia. Asia, what's your last name?
Bishop.
Asia Bishop. That's a cute hat you have on this morning. Everybody look at your radio and you can have a look at Asia there. What's your favorite part of the program last year? Now, you've done this before, so why'd you come back and what's your favorite part?
My favorite part is when we play games as a group and the coaches are cool.
The coaches are... Are you trying to win points here? Is that the... So, do you know what kind of... do you keep track of the time it takes you to run 5K?
No.
You don't? Do you enjoy running?
Yeah.
What's the best part about running that you like?
It gives you exercise.
Uh-huh. Are you learning all sorts of other stuff, too, about how to talk with your friends and how to act as a young lady?
Yes.
What kinds of things are you learning? She's getting help.
To like treat others and help others.
You did good, Asia. Okay, thank you very much. Aaron, what's your last name?
Climo.
Okay, Aaron. And what's one of the things you've learned during the program?
I learned how to run longer, long distances than I usually do, and how to set running goals for myself, and how to pace myself a lot more than what I've usually done.
So other than the program, you like to run?
Yes.
What got you interested in running in the first place?
I'm not sure. I've always really liked it.
So what are you able to help your friends with as far as running? Since you've done it before, you probably have some hints for them, huh?
Well, if you're doing a race and, like, you want... it's kind of a competitive race. You want to start out kind of slow and not lose all your energy at the first. So when it comes to the end, everybody else will be tired and you'll have all this energy.
Kind of, what do they call that at the home stretch? The kick. I think they call it the kick when you. Not that I would know anything about running, but I run to the refrigerator. That's where I run. Now, is this something you plan on doing for the rest of your life?
Running?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Well, it's good exercise. And what other things have you learned in the program as far as, aside from running, just the being together with the other young ladies?
Well, I learned a lot about teamwork, and it's really fun. And I learned, like, we did a couple things on how to help the environment a little bit, and how to work together and, like, treat people good, and yeah.
Okay. And we also have Rianne here with us this morning. And Rianne, how long have you been running?
I don't really remember.
You don't remember. Okay. Well, what made you decide to sign up for Girls on the Run again this year?
I'm joining Girls on the Run this year because it's fun and I can learn something from it.
What, for example, what are you learning?
We're learning how to treat others with respect and how to, I don't remember the other one, though.
Okay. What's your secret for running? What do you try and do?
Try to get, like, skinnier and how to, yeah.
Is it easier for you to start out in front of the pack and stay there, or do you like to come from behind?
I like to work with in front of the pack.
All right. Yeah, have them chase you for a while. Huh? Is 3 miles really hard to run?
A little.
Uh-huh. Have you guys been practicing through the park so you know exactly where you're supposed to go and stuff like that?
No.
Okay. Do you have special shoes that you wear when you're running?
Yeah.
And they make you feel more comfortable when you're running?
Yes.
What kinds of exercises do you do before you start to warm up for the run?
I don't remember. We do games and stretches, stuff.
All right. You're just kind of on autopilot when you get there. You just know what you're doing and don't even think about it too much, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Well, good luck, you young ladies, and thanks for getting up so early and coming in here this morning.
Of course, it's not just about running either. I want to add that in. Running is a huge part of Girls on the Run, and physical exercise is a huge part of what we do. But it's more than that. It's also about creating a resilient community, resilient individuals, and starting that process at a young age.
Do you hear back from the parents when the program's over? Or
definitely,
during?
We hear back. And we evaluate everything we do as well. So we have a pre-survey and a post-survey. And at every practice, there's a coach taking notes on what's happening. Are the girls enjoying it? Are they not enjoying it? Are they learning? Do they seem to be learning the lesson or not learning the lesson? So we have so much data, and we're very data-driven with this program. And it's if we can tell it's effective. If it wasn't effective, we wouldn't do it. So we can tell it's effective. I think the girls said it all, really. I mean, I know on the radio you can't see them, but when they were discussing answers, they were huddling together and helping each other out with answers. And I mean, that's like case in point, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And Diana, these girls are in grade school. They're still kind of young yet, but how important is it for girls of this age to start doing things like this as they're developing?
Mm. I think it's really important for youth to realize that there's another support network out there just besides the family that they have or, you know, may not have access to support them. And Girls on the Run is a great program because it not only gives them an adult or a number of adults that can be a positive support for them, you know, throughout life, and maybe they build a connection with someone in town or in the community that they can see in the community as they grow up, but then also their peers and having those positive influences from their peers is really important in realizing how to make good choices.
As you walk through the halls of Coot Gashaheen, do you see the tangible effects of a program like this?
Absolutely. It's really fun to pop into the gym, especially when they're practicing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and just see the teamwork that's going on. And then it's really fun to hear the feedback from the girls, too. And we've already had girls asking as soon as school started this year and a few parents calling, when will it start? When will it start? So
great.
It's really exciting. It's really exciting. It's in the fifth year.
What's the payoff for the runners? Do they get any kind of recognition or certificate, anything like
that? Well, they definitely get, they get medals. They get their picture in the paper, usually. They get to be on the radio. Yeah. What's that?
I was just thinking, too, the 5K is really a powerful event. And when the first year that it started, we had a few community members come out and support. But every year it's grown and grown. And it's been really neat to see how many people that just know some of these kiddos in some way or other or are a big supporter of girls or a big supporter of running come out and support them just by running alongside with all of them. So if you can make it, join.
Or just by lining the trail would be
clapping
them on.
Yeah,
definitely.
You betcha. So starts at the Science Center?
The season starts. I guess we're getting ahead of ourselves. Sign-ups are open now. So if you or your daughter, your niece, or your granddaughter is in third grade or fourth grade or fifth grade, you can sign up now. The season doesn't actually start until February 11th is our first practice. And then in May we run the 5K. So it's this entire process of practice and then, doing the program, and then at the end there's the 5K.
How do you start? How slow do you start them? Do you just with stretching and stuff like that?
Well, we start with games. Okay. Like the first few lessons are mostly about games. Like run to the other side of the gym, run back, and then do something in the process. So there's a lesson being taught as well as the running, and so it starts with that. And by midway through the season, they run their first practice 5K. It's a few laps around the school. I think it's six laps around Coot Gashaheen. And it builds from there.
Okay, and sign-ups are going on now. What can people do to find out more?
Well, do you want to answer
sure.
that,
Dana? We have applications at Coot Gashaheen in the main office, or kids can get them from their classroom teacher or myself, and just turn them into the main office at Coot Gashaheen or their classroom teacher, and then we try and get them hooked up.
Is this a national program?
It is, yeah. It's actually an international program. And it started in North Carolina. A woman named Molly Barker had this great idea for, creating resiliency with young people and within the community and doing it through running. And so it started 10 years ago or more than 10 years ago with one woman in North Carolina who had this great idea. And now we have a number of teams in Southeast Alaska. And Juneau and Skagway and Sitka.
So can folks find out more information on the web if they want?
Sure. Well, you know, you can go to Sickens Against Family Violence has a Facebook page. And we've put up, actually this morning I put up the evaluation results from last year's season. So if you want to see how it works, if you want to see what the results might be again this year, probably will be again this year, you can just go to Sickens Against Family Violence on Facebook.
All right. Well, sounds like a great program, and looks like the ladies are all healthy and ready to go, and wish you the best of luck. And I might be there at the finish line, but that's about that's I'll be drinking.
You can coordinate the program with.
I'll be drinking all the Gatorade. I'll be the one.
Fair enough.
But thanks, ladies,
thanks
for coming
a lot,
in,
Jeff.
And good luck, you guys. Appreciate it.